听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 12.
Now let's look at the picture I took last night.
Mr. Tate.
Diana, I'm sorry to surprise you. Could we talk to you for a minute?
Well, okay.
Victor is an art dealer from New York. He's looking for things to sell in his shop.
I could give you the names of art dealers in Stamford.
No.I came to see you.
Let's get right to the point. Victor wants to buy Indian objects. Could you sell some of the items from the museum?
No. I couldn't sell you any Indian objects. My uncle never gave any to me. He gave everything to the museum.
Think hard.I can pay you well.
No. I couldn't sell you anything if I wanted to. And I don't want to.
Well, let's be on our way then. Good night, Diana.
Good night.
Anybody here?
Oh, Tony. Come in.
I know the secret of the treaty.
Really? Why don't we close the door?
Let's take a look at these. This one shows Ben with the Stamford Treaty. Now look at this. It's a blow-up of the treaty.
But Tony, it's only a photo. What can it tell us?
Now let's look at the picture I took last night.
What do you see?
Look at the treaty in the photo with Ben. Look at the mark. Now look at the mark on the treaty in the drawer.
This mark is different from that one. How could they be different?
This could be a fake.
A fake?
Maybe Mr. Tate stole the real treaty. He put this fake in the drawer.
But my uncle discovered it right away. That's why he called me that night. Then who killed my uncle?
It could be Mr. Tate.
No, Tony, it couldn't be Mr. Tate.
Why?
The police talked to Mr. Tate. He was at home that night. He couldn't be the killer.
Then who could it be?
It could be Victor Chapman. He's an art dealer and a friend of Mr. Tate's. But where's the proof? And is he going to kill again?
And this is the end of Lesson 12.